From the grounds of Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, here at the Elcott Learning Annex, near the Overlord Arch and Induction Arch, which is on the south portion, by the way, of the Wampaw University property near the Wooded Glen, and that area where most of our priestlies, as well as overlords, underseers, and overseers, go through formulaic ablution, this is Elcott, the next step. And I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and today we have for you not an unusual occurrence. I would never dare say that there are unusual occurrences on Elcott, the next step, because part of our rising above Elcar, that which is the demonic underpinning of all life, is that we are able to deal with any and all situations that arise. And that is what the Arbuckle is for. Ah, yes. The Arbuckle. The Arbuckle is, in other mythologies, religious disciplines, and philosophic texts, the trickster, perhaps the imp, a devil, a demon. In Elcott, the next step, the Arbuckle is the commentator, the agitator, the doubter. And I was unbeknownst to the fact that an Arbuckle appeared, and I think I'm using that terminology wrong. Jerry is with us today, our engineer, who was almost fatally leveled a few weeks ago. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. You're the one that...
All right, well, we can get into that. But the Arbuckle appeared in this studio as someone by the name of Sam or Sal or Clarence, I forget his name.
Yeah. He was changing the lights.
He was changing out the light bulbs. Little did I know that the Arbuckle, named Clarence or Sam or Sal or Ed, and it was the same individual, wasn't it, in those two separate occasions?
Yes. He had been let in through a rear passage by one of the overseers, that is the transparent ones, and he was given access to the back of the Wampaw University, the back of the hall here where we are, and he familiarized himself with the floor plan and then gained access to the main studio.
All right, well, I wasn't aware of this. When you're saying gaining access...
He wanted the floor plan so he could see just what his options were.
And what does that mean, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I sort of do mind you asking, because I was instructed by the overlords to give you as little information as possible.
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the great things, we've had an awful lot of, by the way, calls and letters and cards from people saying we're tired of hearing Dr. Elcott get leveled. Well, the fact is that I'm reached now a level in the priestly process whereby I have been leveled fully, and I can call my leveling shots. It's called calling your shots. If you feel you need it, then you call it down upon yourself. But it is not an arbitrary leveling or even a planned leveling by the overlords. It is a leveling that you yourself must determine you need. And as I look back on my comments here over the last several minutes, I realize that I'm dancing around something. I'm dancing around the irritation I feel for the overlords and for Jerry here, who gets to instruct me, even though he's not a member of Elcott, the next step. He instructs me on the reality, and I think a lot of you might say how it all is, you know. And I realize I'm being sarcastic, so I do need to be leveled at this time.
All right, so you are calling it down.
Yes, I'm calling it down on myself. That's enough, thank you.
Well, I thought...
You thought right, but let me say that I'd like to say all right now. And when I say all right now... God damn you.
What's that?
Nothing. In the future... Are you hearing me, Jerry?
Yes, Dr. Elcott.
In the future, if I feel I deserve to be leveled, I'll say, I call it down on... Don't do it!
Oh, I see.
I'll say, I call the leveling down on me.
Now, the Arbuckle, tell me more about this Arbuckle that was let in.
Well, he was given access to a rear alley by one of the overseers. He parked his car back there and spent the next three nights casing the entire back area of our studio.
Now, the Arbuckle is the critic. The Arbuckle is the trickster. The Arbuckle is the commentator. What has that got to do with giving this individual...
Well, he is the Arbuckle.
I know that. An Arbuckle is a particular level in Elcott the Next Step that is anti-Elcott. They live apart from our compound. They live in their own compound. They take their meals together. They pace and pray three times a day so that they may gain access to Elcott. But until then, they are doing their due diligence as Arbuckles, living apart from the main community of Elcott the Next Step, taking their meals together, pacing the grounds, wearing robes with the hoods pulled over, and looking very spooky and sort of weird, you know.
Yes, well, they're pacing the mountainside.
They pace the mountainside, yes. This Arbuckle, though, was allowed...
Well, what is it with you and this Arbuckle?
Would you mind having a little bit of... I know I'm probably going to... Nope, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to call the leveling down on myself. Have a little more respect. You're talking to an Elcott the Next Step. Well, I can see by the look on your face. Go ahead. I call it down on you.
What's that?
Called it down on me. I'm leveling myself, or at least I'm having myself leveled. It is voluntary at my level of...
Are you mocking?
I call it down on me. I call it down on me. Do it better.
Wah! Dr. Elcott called the leveling down on himself because he was a little too cutesy-poo with his language and then a lot of stuff.
No, not a lot of stuff, Jerry. Just that stuff that you mentioned. I'm still confused about this Arbuckle.
What do you need to know?
What do you mean it got access?
It got in. I don't even know that the overlords let him in, but it got in. It got out and got in. It got out of the compound across the highway, which is where the Arbuckle compound is.
It got out?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
It means it got out. It got over one of the fences or over one of the gates. It made its way to the back entrance here.
Well, that is very disturbing. So it was targeting me.
Well, that's natural for an Arbuckle to target any priesterly that's about ready to.
And what do you know about this? You're not even a member of this religion.
I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott, but I'm trusted by the overlords.
Jesus. All right, I call it down on me because I just said Jesus. The Arbuckle now enters. And what is your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm don't worry. I know what you are and I know who you are.
Yeah, I'm at the bottled water.
You have the bottled water. You're an Arbuckle. We know you come from the compound.
Okay.
Are you an Arbuckle?
I got water here.
All right, I think I know what's going on.
Can I ask you a question? Because I've been listening to what you're saying. Do you believe the horse... Excuse me for saying... Do you believe the horseshit that you're shoveling?
Do I believe... Let's go ahead and go with this, because in Elcott the Next Step, we speak all languages. We endear ourselves to all people because we speak the languages of all. And the young man just said, do I believe, and I'm quoting, the horseshit that I'm shoveling here? Yeah, do you have a name? I'd like to call you by your name.
Yeah, my name's... I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. My name's ML.
ML?
Emil.
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 Emil, no.
What's your name, man?
Emil.
Emil.
Yeah.
Well, what did I say?
You said Emil, ML. Okay, you said everything but what my name is. I mean...
All right, well, I apologize, Emil. I hope I got that right.
No, but it's close enough.
Well, I pride myself on getting people's names right. Is it Emil?
It's not Emil, no, it's Emil.
Well, that's... That...
Don't lose it.
Welcome to Elcott the Next Step from Wampaw University. In a moment, we'll be talking to Emil, who is an Arbuckle, that is, a trickster, a mutant,
That member of Elkhart the Next Step who is designed and is placed to irritate, bother, bug, to use a colloquial expression, and really upset those of us at the priesterly level to see if we can take it, if we can handle the status of overseer. Elkhart the Next Step from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. We'll be right back. Are you getting your shirts clean enough? Are you getting your socks, your underwear, all of those unmentionables clean enough? They stain and they can stay stained for a long, long time. Introducing new Shatter Me. Shatter Me is a liquid detergent that can make it all happen. Things you have only dreamed of for your laundry now become possible with Shatter Me. It's Shatter Me. I suggest you pick it up. Who am I? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who I am. I don't know anything about clean clothes. I don't even do laundry. As a matter of fact, I'm an overseer. You don't get to know my name. I'm invisible. But I will tell you, for those of you still dealing with gross level objects and gross level issues, Shatter Me is the detergent. I've seen it get all kinds of things clean that you could not even begin to wonder, could they get clean? You wouldn't put money on it. You wouldn't put your life, you wouldn't believe it. Forget it. Shatter Me, the new detergent from Glyco Incorporated, a subsidiary of Wampaw University and Elkhart the Next Step. Get it? Get tickets to see the next Ed Elkhart show, Elkhart the Next Step at Wampaw University. Will you be visiting the upstate New York area anytime soon? Send away for tickets to Elkhart the Next Step, the Ed Elkhart show, in care of Wampaw University, ticket portal, Wampaw, New York. That's Wampaw the Next Step, the Ed Elkhart University, Wampaw. Well, I messed it up. I'll probably die at the hands of an overlord by strangulation. And now back to Elkhart the Next Step.
And welcome back as we talk today with ML. I realize I'm not getting that right. I don't think I ever will be able to get it right, because the Arbuckle exists for one reason, and that is to agitate and irritate me until I can't take it any longer. And I think that that's a very fair statement. With me is Jerry, who is a non-member of Elkhart. He's simply an engineer. Jerry is 26 years of age, gay, lives here in the Wampaw area, has commuted at times to Syracuse University. Correct, Jerry?
Well, not for years.
Well, what are you doing now to support yourself? You're an engineer.
And I live with a gentleman.
Oh, I see. All right. You're like...
I guess I'm the house husband, but I do this.
All right. And also is ML, an Arbuckle.
I don't know what you mean by an Arbuckle.
I know what you're about. You're here to bother me.
No, I just... All I wanted to know was... Do you believe the horse shit?
You wouldn't want to watch your language, would you?
They told me I could talk any way that I want.
He's allowed to say it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you believe this shit that you're shoveling about... What's it called? Elkhart?
It is... Not only do I believe it...
Well, this shit...
You want me to say...
Do you believe this shit you're shoveling...
I think you should repeat.
Yes, I believe this shit that I'm shoveling. I believe it.
You live your life according to... Because I don't know. I mean, I come in here to change light bulbs.
You're not here to change light bulbs. You're here to bother me and irritate me, to distract me, so that I can formulate and congeal my background and be ready for elevation to overlord and overseer status. That's why you're here.
Okay. Woo!
Man. Well, have a little bit of respect.
What?
You're here to change the light bulbs? Change the light bulbs.
No, but I wanted to know.
Well, I think I've answered your question.
Well, you may have answered my question, but you sit there... Do you mind me asking you what that is?
What is what?
What you're wearing?
You asked me that once before, and I told you, this is vestment. This is what I wear during our Elkhart educational sessions, as well as our overlord inductions, and our normal priestly processes.
I don't know, what does that mean?
This is our vestment.
What's that?
This is the robe that I wear.
And what are those?
These are tassels. These are the religious significi. These elevate as well as activate all of the positivity around us.
Yeah, and what do you got on your head?
It's the cone, and it's not...
Not like the cone heads.
No. This is a cone of power. This is very well known throughout religion. And
yeah, but what's hanging down from it?
Those are the tassels as well. These are the 1, 2, 3, these are the 5 tassels of existence, and these are the 3 tassels on each sleeve.
Okay, what is that right there?
It's called a groin, and it's a protector of the creative areas.
It looks like a jockstrap.
It's not a jockstrap. I wear this.
Well, why is the robe stopped there?
Because our vestments only go to the waist, and then below that is the groin.
The groin, all right. And what are those?
Sandals. You know, you would think you'd know what these things are.
Well, you know, these are good questions, Doctor. I don't think anybody's ever really asked.
Yeah, these are sandals.
Yeah, but they... Why are they...
They have horns on them because those defer and defray all negative energy. You're talking about the 2 horns?
Yeah, but also that.
Those are miniature elephant heads.
That are on your sandals?
No, they're on some other guy's. Yes, I mean, they're... You see, I think...
Just one more thing. What are you wearing?
These are sunglasses. You've never seen those before. Oh, please.
Oh, I didn't know you wore them in the middle of the...
Oh, we wear sunglasses everywhere. We must wear sunglasses so that the richness of our inner soul does not blind you. If I were to take these sunglasses off and locked eyes with you, it would probably drive you mad because I'm that far and that way, way out there that it could drive you mad.
Do you mind if I try?
Yes, I do. I won't do it.
Don't ask him to take the sunglasses off. You don't know what you're effing with.
Oh. All right, where's the bulb?
Right here. We need bulbs changed here and here.
All right. Getting back here to Elcott, the next step. I'm Ed Elcott. Oh, you know, there's a saying in Elcott, and it goes like this. Whither goest thou in the American night? And it is true. Whither goest thou in the American night? You wonder. You oftentimes wonder, well, am I going to have the strength and the clarity to make it through the American night? And the American night really is a long one. And on the road of the informer, it is always night. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
Elcott, the next step. From Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. We'll be right back.
Shirley's Mint Shop in downtown Wampaw would like to announce we now have our summer mints. We have August, July, June summer mints, and we'll be getting in our last summer mint, which is our September summer mint. And I'll tell you now, and there's a lot of people that are going to be wanting them at Shirley's, our summer mints here in the village of Wampaw. We're located near the city squinter. Near the city squinter. The city squinter. The city...
The city center.
The city sky... Can't... We're located near the city center at Squinterville. Those are our summer mints.
The Summer Mints from Elcott, the next step. Won't you buy a box or 2 or 3? They go to benefit Arbuckle House, where our Arbuckles live and pray. Well, it certainly is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you to benefit our Arbuckles, one of whom is here today. His name is ML, and he is an Arbuckle. Those who agitate and bug until blindness sets in. You know that you are beginning to find your way toward overlord status when an Arbuckle bothers you so much you go blind with rage. And that is what I'm hoping for. Getting back to ML...
I'm changing light bulbs over here. I don't...
Yes, of course you are. You're changing light bulbs.
You're bothering me now. I got to get my job done.
I'm not bothering you.
Why are you talking to me? Why don't you do... go ahead. Do your Elcott, whatever.
I am doing Elcott. I'm talking to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, you have to talk. Are you an Arbuckle?
Yeah, okay. My name's Fatty.
See, that right there...
Well, the thoughts you're having, though, you have to call it down on yourself.
Yeah, I deserve to be leveled. I'm calling it down on myself.
What the fuck are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I called down leveling on myself.
You called down leveling? So, seriously, you walk around looking like that all day long?
This is the vestment that I was telling you about.
What are those?
They're earrings. Hoop earrings.
They look like a lady's...
They're not a lady's anything. There's nothing I'm wearing that is it was originally designed for a woman. These are all the vestments of a priesterly. These are hoop earrings, and I suppose you're going to ask me what the 12 rings are. We wear 12 rings, ladies and gentlemen. We wear a ring on every finger, and we wear two additional rings on the middle fingers. The middle finger at Elcott the Next Step is, in point of fact, good luck. But we had to stop using it part of the way through the 20th century as it became associated with something negative. But if you see someone from Elcott give you the middle finger, he is wishing you good luck. He really is.
If somebody gives me the middle finger...
I know what you're going to say. You'd physically assault them.
Yes.
And such was the case in 2012 when Dr. Arberger, one of our priestlies from the Kauai Arch and Induction Center, gave the Elcott finger to two police officers that were helping him. He wasn't hurt himself. The police officers did nothing, although they did stop him and detain him for some 2 hours looking at his paperwork just to bother him. But then as he was leaving, someone said hello, and so he gave them the finger, and he was beaten almost to death, and the police took their sweet time getting to him.
Do you realize what you're calling? You're telling us that the police...
That's what I'm saying.
You're telling us to believe... I don't buy it.
All right, here.
Why did you flip me off?
These are good... This is good luck from Elcott the Next Step. I call it down. What a bunch of bullshit.
I didn't do anything to you.
I had to call it down because I was being hostile. What do you want here anyway?
I'm here to change the lights.
Would you get it done then?
Dr. Elcott, he's an Arbuckle. Don't let him convince you that he's anything else.
You're an Arbuckle. You're an Arbuckle. You're an Arbuckle. You're an Arbuckle.
Fatty.
Shut up! Shut up!
Elcott, the Next Step. From the grounds of Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York.
To become a member of Elcott, the Next Step is quite simple. Just write to Elcott, the Next Step, and say you'd like more information on membership. We'll be very happy to provide that for you. And we'll be happy to send one of our priestlies or Elcottian counselors to your home. The Elcar Interferers and the Arbuckles. Each one will tell you their role in Elcott the Next Step. It's up to you, then, to make the decision to become Elcott the Next Step. Well, that's very true. It is up to each and every one of you to make that decision to become Elcott.
I don't want to be Elcott.
I wasn't asking you.
You said each and every one of us.
Man.
If I was an Arbuckle, am I doing a job right?
You are an Arbuckle, and yes, you're bugging me, man.
You're bugging us.
Are you gay?
You know, I'm going to forget.
Are you? No, is he gay?
I'm gay, yeah.
Are you?
No, I am not.
Because you seem like you are.
No, you ought to have your fucking ass kicked. I don't care. Call it down. You ought to have your fucking ass kicked.
Say, you talk funny after that happens.
I know I shall.
You're gonna... You're fucking... go ahead, I call it down. You had your... Fuck your...
You punched your ass.
What?
I said you had your ass kicked,
is what I said.
I didn't understand.
You should have your ass fucking...
Stop it.
I'm just trying to change some light bulbs.
No, you're... All right.
He's an Arbuckle. Come on.
The Arbuckle... there is a prayer. The Arbuckle... There is an Elcott prayer. Give me the Heavener pamphlet, please.
The big, thick one.
The big, thick one, yes. Ah, yes, here it is, the Arbuckle Prayer. There is an Arbuckle. An Arbuckle is about. There is an Arbuckle. Can you be without? When the Arbuckle opens its big fat mouth, you know, sooner or later, the Arbuckle is about. Arbuckle, oh Arbuckle, don't bug me no more. You're giving me stuff that leaves me on the floor. You're giving me all kinds of static, and then you twirl right around and begin again. Oh dear Arbuckle, please shut your trap. Shut the hole under the nose. Don't keep it flap. Make sure you go and jump in a ditch. And when it's all over, you son of a bitch, the man will come along with insecticide and spray, thinking you are something that came from the ass of an elephant and must be disinfected. Arbuckle, oh Arbuckle.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck it, Beth.
Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. We'll be back next week with more.
You want the lights changed or not?
No, I don't. Just go, man.
No. I'm supposed to change the lights.
Arbuckle.
My name's Fatty Arbuckle. My name's Fatty. Hey, Dr. Elcott, are you there? Where'd Dr. Elcott go? Where'd Dr. Elcott go?